Good morning. My guest this morning is Katie Phillips from The Living Room. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Well, first off, explain The Living Room.
The Living Room. Well, The Living Room is the only drop-in day center serving homeless and at-risk women and children in Sonoma County.
Wow.
Yeah. We offer breakfast and lunch, showers and laundry services. We distribute hygiene products daily. We also offer counseling 5 days a week. Free of charge. All of our services are free to our participants. We also have groups and classes that foster self-sufficiency and self-esteem. And we're really a resource center above all. So when people are newly homeless, we're often the first place they come to get connected to the other resources that are in the community.
How many people do you serve in a day or
in a day? Well, a very busy day for lunch, we might serve 100 people.
Wow.
For lunch, yeah. It's summertime, so we have a few more kids in our mother and child program. We have two programs. We have a women's program for single adult women and then a mother and child program for our moms and our kids.
And it's 1207 Cleveland.
That's correct.
What are you near?
We're right near College Avenue.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you just turn on to Cleveland from College, and we're right there on Carrillo in Cleveland is
the
cross street.
The first street.
Yeah.
So, loving the living room.
Yes.
It's July 16th in the afternoon, and it's a benefit, right?
It sure is. This is our big fundraising event of the year, and we're so blessed to be holding it at our beautiful new campus that we've been at for just over a year now.
I've heard about it.
Yeah. So, we'll be celebrating our 25th anniversary next year. We've been around for a while, but now we finally have our own home. And I really hope that people come out to this because our garden looks beautiful and our campus is very sparkly and new. And I think people will really love to see what we've done to the place.
So food and wine.
Food and wine. We'll also have music with Lehot Club Swing. And there'll be a wonderful silent auction with lots of goodies for folks to bid on.
And like what?
Well, I will be putting in a house concert for my someone can buy a house concert for me.
Why not?
And there'll be lots of wine, lots of great items. I haven't actually taken a look at the auction list, but I know that there's lots of wonderful things. One of our volunteers coordinates it every year, and there's really wonderful stuff from the community.
Do you do gardening there?
There is. There's a beautiful garden. We have a couple different vegetable and flower beds. And the kids love to help out. We planted a big giant sunflower, and it's huge now.
Katie, how long have you worked at the Living Room?
I started volunteering in 2010,
And
so I've been with the organization since then in a couple different roles. Right now, I am the volunteer coordinator, and I also do case management with the moms and the kids.
Oh, great. And what prepared you in your life to be at this location for 7 years?
Well, I think that, you know, I definitely experienced some challenges and traumas in my own young life. And that really is one of the main connecting threads throughout all the experiences of the women and children that we serve. I mean, the range of experience of the people who come to the Living Room is really vast. We have women with master's degrees who've owned homes, who've always had jobs. And then on the other end, people have been chronically homeless, and then everyone in between. But the connecting thread is always trauma. And so I had a lot of resiliency factors in place in my life. And so that's what the Living Room acts as. It acts as a place to instill resiliency and get people back on their feet.
Well,
and be supportive.
You must be a trauma expert by this time. Well, I hope you get a very, very large crowd. I suspect you will.
Thank you. Yeah.
You must have many, many friends. The Living Room has many, many friends.
The Living Room is almost entirely supported by private donations and grants and whatnot. So we really do depend and appreciate the support of the community.
Thanks for coming in, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
Let's once again tell people that this is Loving the Living Room, July 16th, 2 to 4:30 p.m. The Living Room is at 1207 Cleveland Avenue. For information and tickets, right?
Yeah.
579-0138, online, thelivingroomsc.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.